Juba resident Mubarak Justin, a father of six children, says the economic situation in South Sudan has affected many parents like him. Justin says due to his meager salary as a soldier, he takes on casual work to feed his children and pay for their health and education. He says he cannot afford to enroll five of his six kids in school this year. Justin is urging the National Ministry of General Education and school administrators to allow low-income parents to enroll their children in schools.
Let them look into those issues of the government school and public school paying fees more than the salaries of the parent. For example, you have six to seven children, like me who is having six children, and my monthly salary is 70,000 South Sudanese pound. Which one of my children should I pay? What about their feedings? Nowadays, for school, at least one child's breakfast could cost 1,000 pounds. Last year, the president issued directives that public schools is free, but this year, people are asking to pay about 70 pounds, including school uniforms and other things. It can reach more than 100,000 pounds.
In 2023, South Sudan President Salva Kiir ordered government ministries to ensure that primary and secondary education is free nationwide. Juba resident Joy Gire, a parent of three, says her children are not enrolled because schools still demands high tuition fees. Gire says when children are not attending schools, girls will opt for marriage and boys are often tempted to join gangs, which she considers a tragic waste.
You know that some of these children, if educated, would one day become a president, especially those orphans who lost their parents. Now, if they are not going to school to get education, for instance, these girls, if they are just idling at home, they would start to think of marriage. And now, marriage is not a solution for young girls, but to let them go to school and get educated so that when they get married in future, they would be able to manage their home. Even those boys, when they are going to school, they would turn out to be gangs boys and pickpockets boys in the street.
Article 29, Section 1 and 2 of the South Sudan Transitional Constitution states that every citizen has the right to education and directs all levels of government to provide access to education without discrimination to religion, race and ethnicity, health status including HIV and AIDS, gender or disability. 18-year-old Pony Modi, a senior 4 student candidate at Juba Model Secondary School, says she is not in school because her parents could not pay her school fees. Modi says since school opened earlier this month, she has been at home caring for her siblings.
And the reason why I'm not at school, it's because the economy of this country has really gone beyond, whereby it's hard for some parents. Like, the salary that my parents get, it's not enough. They're looking for money, so we're just hoping for something positive.
Ronald Shinyang, a teacher at Mentor Primary School in Juba, confirms low enrollment at school since the beginning of the 2024-2025 academic year. He says last year, Mentor charged £150,000 per student, but that figure has changed to £300,000. He says most parents complained about the devaluation of South Sudanese pounds against the US dollars.
Like Mentor, we drew the budget when the dollar or when the pound was 100 pounds against $100. But now it has gone to 45 or 50. Now look at the deficit there. How will it be covered? Those are the things we are trying to look at. And for me as a teacher, I would just cry. If a school fees is to run like a constant school fees over this year can be used for next year, it will be better. But these changes, each time they are rising. So there are very high costs of running schools. That is what has made, I think, directors to also consider that, and the school fees appears to be abnormal, but it's not. It is just to meet the demand of the school.
David Luala Lodu, Director General of Basic and Secondary Education at the National Ministry of Education, says it is the responsibility of parents to report any government school that charges fees beyond the agreed-to amount between the Parents and Teachers Association.
If anything of that kind is going that way, then the PIAM Education Supervisor will report this one to the county. Then county will report to the ministry. It's the Ministry of Education. whether in Central Equatoria, said Bargazal, Awil, Pibor, any. Then from the state, they will inform our minister.
Lodu warns that private schools operating across the country could shut down for overcharging school fees.
We call the head teachers of private schools and then the directors in a meeting. We have a school regulation. We have already prepared it, and then the Honorable Minister has gone through it and passed it, that let it be printed. They don't follow, we close down the school. And then if need be, we take the land belong to government. Then we take off. Instead of being private school, it will become a government school.
Shinyang urges the government to stabilize the country's economy so that parents can enroll their children in school. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias reporting from Juba.